So Shlishi Vayelech, we have one of the most, seminal commentaries on Jewish leadership based on a Targum Unklos that was, captured by Rashi and referenced in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ches as well. Remember the Ramban had alluded to this before, Va'atzavenu, Chazak Ve'amatz, Ki Atah Tavo Es Ha'am Hazeh, El Ha'aretz, Asher Nishba Hashem, Elav Osam, Ba'Seis Lahem, Va'atah Tanchilenu Osam. As we know, Targum is, Arei At Te'ol Im Am Ha'Dein. And Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to encourage Yeshua and saying, look, you know, there's a whole team of people, it's not all on your shoulders. And this is in fact true on some level, right? We were told about Yeshua's leadership, Lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod V'Shalo B'Mishpat HaOrim Lifnei Hashem. So there's not just Yeshua, but there are other figures, great figures. Kalev will assert himself and say for Yeshua, right? There's Elazar, there's Pinchas. So there are figures in the Shivim Zakenim, right? So even as we know, the Rambam says Yeshua had the din of a melech, but he doesn't have to think that he's going, you know, at it by himself. And this is a very natural thing. We could understand why Moshe Rabbeinu would have been interested in projecting this message, right? The Sefer Dvarim begins, right? Lo uchal en ochil abadi, seisis kol hamazeh, you know, ki chaved hu mimeni. And Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, said, eicha asal levadi, tarchacham amasachem, v'rivchem. So, you know, Moshe was saying, this is one of the things that I struggled with, and you should know that you're not going to be by yourself, you're not going to be alone, and you're going to have plenty of help. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along, and famously, you know, was captured by the Gemara, Dabar Echa Lador, V'in Shnei Dabarim Lador, not Ki Atah Tavo Es HaMazeh, but Ki Atah Tavi Es B'nei Yisrael El Ha'aretz Asher Nishbati Lohem. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emphasis is, no, Yoshua, you know, this is your responsibility. So, what exactly was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to communicate? Unlike, I think, the simple and more conventional understanding, right, that somehow, you know, there's a distinction here in terms of, you know, the message that Moshe Rabbeinu, and the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu are conveying, you know, that can't be reconciled. I actually see these as complementary perspectives. I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming along to say, you know, Moshe didn't get it quite right. But I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to complement that perspective with a different message. And that different message is, it's true that there's the opportunity to, you know, have Elazar and subsequently Pinchas. There'll be the opportunity to engage the Zakenim, and other, you know, great figures, in that next generation. But the mentality of a leader has to be one of achrayas. Dabar echa lador ve'en shnei dabarim lador, meaning there has to be a sense in the end that the buck stops with me. And that's an extremely important perspective to cultivate within the leader. And that Yeshua shouldn't think for a moment somehow of escaping or diluting that sense of responsibility, right? That in the final analysis, as the Parnas goes, so goes the generation, right? Again, there's a two days in the Gemara, Ador Lefi HaParnas, HaParnas Lefi HaDor. But in the final analysis, that there's going to be a very important sense of accountability and responsibility that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to instill in Yeshua, despite the fact that he'll have people to consult with, the Elazars, the Pinchases, the Zakenim, etc. But that sense of accountability, Dabar Echa Lador, Ve'ein Shnei Dabarim Lador.